But we give honor to both of them and to the encouraging words of Evangelist Camp, always we give honor to the elders, to the ministers, to the deacons, and saints of the Most High God in this beautiful edifice that God has blessed us with. We do not want to ever forget what God has done for us. I don't know if this mic's too loud or what. It sounds loud to me up here. You know, I don't need a mic, but if you want me to use a mic, I'll use it. I'd like to draw your attention to 2 Kings. I love the book of Kings, 1 and 2 Kings. It is just so full of miraculous events. And I just want to say, as you read the book of 2 Kings, 1 or 2 Kings, we got to remember that we serve that same God. For God lets us know in Malachi, he says, I am God and I change not. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when people say there are no miracles, you can tell the devil he's a liar. Because God still is in the miracle business. God still works miracles. Hallelujah. Many of us can testify to that. But in 2 Kings, the 6th chapter of 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, we would like to read, and we would like to ask you to stand as we read God's word in honor of his word. And I would like to read the 24th verses down to 29. Everybody that has it, can you say amen?
Amen.
24th verse, and it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until the soul for 4 pieces of silver. And the 4th part of a cap of dove stone for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, Help me, my lord, O king. And he said, If the Lord
do not help me,
when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or the wine press? And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, This woman said unto me, Give thy son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son, and did eat from him. I said unto her, On the next day, give thy son, that we may eat him. And she had hid her son. Now I would like to go to verse 9 in chapter 7, one verse, verse 9. Then they said one to another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king of hosts. As we bow our heads in prayer, Lord, we praise you for your word. Lord, feed us your word. Lord, we ask you to give us something for your people and for as well as ourselves, Lord. Lord, use these lips of clay. God, we pray that as you use us, send your anointing. Lord God, let me decrease. And to you be the glory, God, that you increase. In Jesus' name, amen. Just before I do start, I just want to give honor to my wife. I said I better do that because she was cooking something last night. It smelled real good.
And I would like to go home to eat. So, but as we get back to the Word of God, I would like to use for verse 9 of the 7th chapter for a text. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. And if we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." And I would like to use for our thought some good news. Some good news. I would like to say I don't know anybody that does not like to hear some good news. The word tidings means news. We know what good means, but many individuals, when events happen in their life, and I would assure you, if somebody won $1 million, to a lot of people, they would say, "That's good news." And they would tell everybody. Then you have relatives coming out of the woodwork, as they always say. I heard of a man who won $318 million, and he was wealthy. But he made a mistake and let everybody know. He said, "This is not going to change me. I'm going to stay the same as I am." Well, he's broke. First of all, he didn't know how to say no. And then everybody on earth seemed to come out and say, "I'm related to you." I think even ISIS came up and said, "Hey." But good news is just good news. We have people that get married, it's good news. We have individuals when the birth of a child, and it's good news. People buy houses and it's good news to tell the individuals. Most of all, when we pray to God for deliverance and God comes through and heals us, it's good news. Hallelujah. It's good news. What we see here in this crisis, the reason why I read what we read in verse 24 of the 6th chapter. This was a horrific situation. We know it was a time that Samaria was surrounded by the enemy, the Syrians. And it was so horrible that famine was in the land. And many times when the enemy would cut off its captives, they would surround the city and not allow anyone to go in or out. Many times, perhaps in this day and time, they would cut off the electric power, cut off all your resources. And in that day and time, they would have water ducts, right? Water running through conduit or whatever the source might be, though. But we see that these people were starving to the point that it says that they would, in verse 25, "And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 4 pieces of silver." And it also says that a calf of ducks dung about a quarter. That's feces. And they used it for fuel. That this was sold. That even cannibalism was in the land. That they had made deals with one another, as you read, that one lady said, "Well, we'll take your son and we'll boil him and we'll eat him." My God, how bad can it be? But you don't know what you might do when you say there's things you will not do. You don't know what you might do when the scenario calls for it. I heard of an airplane crash many, many years ago where when they crashed in the mountain, they said they were starving. And some of their friends in the crash had died. And they said that they began slicing them up and were eating them to survive. See, you don't know what you might do when the time calls for it. But in this horrible situation, and let us know that. And the one woman said, "We'll eat your son one day." And then when the next day came, the other lady hid her son. And she began to complain to the king. But you know, there's some things that man just can't do. The Bible lets us know that man's extremity is God's opportunity. The king walked upon the wall frustrated and discouraged and wringing his clothes and wondering, what can he do? Even let him know there's, what do you want me to do? The barns have nothing. There's nothing in the wine press. And lo and behold, they began to accuse Elijah and blame him and fault him to the point that they decided to take his life. What a man of God, that God's word lets us know that Elijah had the gift of knowledge of the word of God and the gift of knowledge and discernment. And while he was sitting there talking to his elders, he knew that they were coming and sending a messenger to take his life. And as he sat there while he was talking, the messenger had come. But the word of God lets us know in the 7th chapter that Elijah again brought forth prophecy that this time tomorrow we will be blessed. We will be selling barley and wheat at a lower price than it would be at a normal day. But my God, we see that as we go forward in the word of God, we always have those that mock us and want to scoff and make fun of us. Many in this day and time are still saying that there is no Christ, that there is no God. But the word of God says, the man that saith in his heart there is no God is a fool. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. My God, we praise God for the knowledge and the understanding that we have that there is a God. Hallelujah. We know that he is real. For I feel him in my soul. Or God said, I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. But my God, the word of God says there were these lepers. Leprosy was a horrible disease. Scabs on their skin and sometimes deformity of their bodies. Sometimes these scabs would turn into boils and sores, and sometimes there would be a stench, and they were outcast. They couldn't associate with the public. And here they were all alone. And by the time we get through, I want to let you know God can use anybody. Hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus, we see that there were these four lepers. The Bible says that entering out the gate, and they said one to another, why do we sit here until we die? And they decided that if we say we will enter into the city, and that the famine is in the city, and we still shall die here. And we sit here still. The Bible says, now therefore they decided, let us go into the camp of the Assyrians. If they save us, they save us. But if we die, we die. But my God is a miracle working God. That God caused some confusion in the Assyrian camp to the point they thought they heard chariots, and to the point they thought they heard horses, and to the point they thought Israel had hired other countries to come out and defeat them. And they were filled with fear, and they fled for their lives. And the Bible lets us know they left their shields and their weapons and their clothing, their garments, and all their food in their tents in the land. The word of God says that the lepers decided to go into the camp. For the Lord of hosts of the Assyrians, they heard these noises. But in verse 7 it says, wherefore they arose and fled into the twilight, and left their tents, and left their horses, and left their asses, even the camp it was, and fled for their lives. In verse 8 it says, and when the lepers came to the utmost part of the camp, they went into one tent and they began to eat. They saw food all over the place. The Word of God lets us know they began to drink and they began to carry out the silver and they began to carry out the gold and they came in and out of the camp hiding their spoils. And they went in and they decided that in verse 9, then they said one to another, we do not well, for this is a day. It's a good times for us. But what about the house of Israel? What about the children of Israel? Why keep it to ourselves? They were blessed of God. And I want to say to you, saints of God, we are in this edifice because we are blessed of God. God has opened up doors that no man can shut. God can shut doors that no man can open. And when we received this blessing, it was good times. It was good news. My God, my mind went back to the Word of God in the book of Luke. In the second chapter and 8th verse it says, and there were in the same country, there were shepherds abiding in the field. I know this is not Christmas, but this is not a Christmas message. This is a message that we need to tell everybody every day of our life. Oh, Lord have mercy. In the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the Bible says, humiliated. My mind goes back to when he was in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. in Jesus' name. My God, when we want peace, we don't have to go to a liquor bar and drink ourselves drunk. We don't have to shoot needles and stick them in our arms to have peace. No longer do we have to wallow in the mire of sin. No longer do we have to commit fornication. No longer do we have to commit persuade them. See, persuade them. persuading
means to cause.
Means to cause.
Yes.
One to believe by urging. And we see that here in the book of 1 Kings, that they persuaded. When he went back to the gate of the city, they had to persuade the porter, go tell the king. Go tell the king what we just experienced. That if you go down into the camp of the Syrians, they're not there. They've all fled. And they left all their silver and their gold. They left empty tents. Food, drink. Go down. But the king said, well, see, you got to convince me. The king said, ah, it's just a trap. I know when we go down there, they're waiting for us to go into that camp. And then they're going to attack us. But God had somebody say, well, king, won't you just let two or three of us go down? So they got on two chariots. And they went down. And as they went down, they saw all around them clothing, their shields, their swords. And when they got into the camp, it was just like they said it was. See, if people come and give their life to Christ, be just like he said it would be. But they went down. Because, see, that was good news. That was good news. Raw needs some good news. They were persuaded. And in my closing, I want to let you know that they went down, and it says, and the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. Measure of flour sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. When God blesses, he truly blesses. That was a lower price than what it would be normally. But see, we have a job to do, the ministry of reconciliation. And in Proverbs it says, 24th chapter, verses 11 and 12, warns us, if we forbear, if we fail to deliver them that are drawn unto death. See, we are in a position to help. We don't draw. God has to draw them. But we put them in a position to be delivered and help them out. And says to deliver, if we fail or forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain by the devil, by his devices, and eternal damnation and separation from God. Behold, it says, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it, and shall not he render to every man according to his word? The Bible says in Romans 10 and 14, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. In Jesus' name.
Gifts come forward to lead us in our altar call. Good news.